AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President-elect Donald Trump says he will dissolve the Donald J. Trump Foundation amid efforts to eliminate any conflicts of interest before he takes office next month. Trump says he's directed his counsel to take the necessary steps. The revelation comes a day after Trump lamented the fact that his son Eric would be stepping away from his charitable foundation due to conflicts of interest. Federal authorities are warning Americans that Islamic State sympathizers are continuing to call for attacks on churches and other holiday gathering sites. Violet Ekonomova reports the FBI says it's aware of the list of churches posted on a militant's social media site.
Spokesman Andrew Ames says the Bureau is aware of the recent link published online that urges attacks against U.S. churches. He says, as with similar threats, the FBI is tracking the matter and will work closely with federal, state, and local law enforcement officials should there be any potential threat to public safety.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is angry with President Obama, accusing him of a shameful move at the UN over West Bank settlements. Netanyahu says Israel rejects the delusional UN resolution, which demanded an end to Israeli settlement building. It got the green light after the U.S. abstained from voting. Netanyahu says the Obama administration conducted a shameful anti-Israel ambush at the UN. The parents of a college student who died in Oakland's deadly warehouse fire have filed the first lawsuit in connection with the disaster. The suit blames the building's owner, chief tenant, and others. Attorney Mary Alexander was on KGO TV, saying the warehouse owner and landlord are responsible for the unsafe conditions that led to the deaths of 36 people.
They had every gift but the gift of time.
She spoke to the media again, that tape courtesy KGO. This is AP Radio News. A popular member of the Howard Stern Show, known to fans as Joey Boots, has been found dead in his New York apartment at age 49.
Howard Stern tweeted, "Tribute to the one and only Joey B in the new year. He will be missed." Police say they got a 911 call Friday night to go to Joseph Basilino's apartment. That's where they found him unresponsive. Police say there was no apparent trauma to the body when medics arrived, and it's believed that he died from natural causes. Joey Boots gained fame on the Howard Stern Show for his antics, including photobombing and yelling Baba Booey. Julie Walker, New York.
A man has pleaded guilty to making a false report about a shooting threat to delay the departure of a mega bus he didn't want to miss that was headed to Texas. Kirk Stewart made the plea in federal court in Memphis, and he faces up to 5 years in prison. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.